This is Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. To help combat chronic wasting disease, Michigan is banning deer baiting and feeding across big parts of the state. That's highly unpopular with some hunters and lawmakers. But banning bait will only slow CWD from spreading to new areas, and more aggressive approaches that might stop it can be political non-starters. Interlochen Public Radio's Kay LaFond has more.
Jared Novath has just finished practicing with his rifle at a shooting range near his home in Kalkaska. He's getting ready for deer season. Like many hunters in northern Michigan, he loves to use bait to lure deer, so he's not thrilled about the deer baiting ban that went into effect in January.
It ain't going to keep me from getting out of the woods, so yeah, no, I'll still be in the woods.
Some hunters and lawmakers say the ban will drive people out of the sport, and they question its effectiveness. Baiting bans haven't gotten rid of chronic wasting disease in other states. But Chad Stewart says that's not the point. He's the Deer, Elk, and Moose Management Specialist for the Michigan Department of Natural Resources.
Our department has never said that by banning baiting and feeding, it will reduce or eliminate CWD in the landscape.
The ban can only slow down the spread of chronic wasting disease, a fatal neurological condition that affects deer, elk, and moose. It works by reducing nose-to-nose contact among the animals, which should reduce the risk of disease transmission. But CWD is insidious. Once it's well established in an area, it's nearly impossible to get rid of. That's because it can build up in the soil and live there for years. Some areas in southern Michigan are likely past the point of being able to eradicate the disease. But for places where it's still new, there's hope. Doug Craven directs the Natural Resources Department for the Little Traverse Bay Bands of Odawa Indians.
There still may be a time where if you act quickly when you first get some disease like that into an area, that you can eradicate it, that you can get rid of it, not control it, not contain it, or not learn to live with it, but get rid of it.
CWD has not yet been found in much of the area where Little Traverse Bay Band citizens hunt. But Craven says his community eats a lot of venison. So for them, just slowing the spread of the disease is not enough. He wants the state to be aggressive. So what could that look like? An extreme example is the country of Norway, which exterminated an entire reindeer herd after it found three animals with CWD. Early monitoring shows there's a good chance they were successful in eradicating it, but their approach wasn't popular. The state of Wisconsin and the Canadian province of Alberta tried similar things when they first discovered CWD, and without public support, their efforts backfired.
Each of those cases, the protocols that they implemented to aggressively respond to disease and try and protect the long-term integrity of that natural resource were so unpopular that their respective legislatures literally yanked the funding.
That's Brian Richards, a wildlife biologist with the U.S. Geological Survey.
Virtually every jurisdiction where chronic wasting disease has been detected, from a biological perspective, could they be doing more? The answer is yes.
But Richards says legislators and regulators have to balance disease management with what is publicly acceptable. Chad Stewart of the Michigan DNR says that's part of the reason they haven't tried things like eliminating all the deer from an area. He also says the deer are so thick in some parts of Michigan that it wouldn't be possible. But Stewart says they have removed hundreds of animals, sometimes using sharpshooters, at sites in Ingham and Jackson counties. There, they had the support of local governments and landowners. In other locations, they've had to pull back because they've gotten resistance.
If we can be successful at finding those early, working with hunters or landowners to try to get those positive animals in that area off the landscape, you know, we feel that we might be able to have some success at trying to keep CWD confined to a fairly small geographic area.
He says there's always more that can be done, but that they can't go too far without public support. For Points North, I'm Kay LaFond.